Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Yutes Omud Beis, and we are in the middle of Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin, which we just started on yesterday's share. This is, of course, the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and today we'll continue in Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin, which deals with how many psukim are actually read when you lay. So the Mechaber in Sif Beis, which starts at the very bottom of Yutes Amud Aleph, writes, Ein korin im kol echad pachos b'shloshim psukim. Every person who gets an aliyah has to have a minimum of at least three psukim that he reads. And again, in those days, the person who's getting the aliyah would actually do the laning. Nowadays, we have one set, Bal Kriya, that does the laning for everybody, so as not to embarrass the people that don't know. So the Mechaber says the minimum amount of an aliyah is three psukim. And Shnayim Korin Shlosha, the Echad Kori Abo. As we learned in yesterday's shir, there has to be a minimum of 10 psukim that are read whenever you take out the Torah, on a Monday or Thursday, or on a Shabbos afternoon, when you only have three people getting aliyos, so the minimum total amount of psukim has to be 10. So if we say that each person has to have at least three, that means that two of the three people will have at least three psukim, and one of them has to have at least four psukim. That is the minimal amount that can be read, with, as we pointed out, the one exception being Purim morning when there's only nine psukim, because that's one separate sugya. As to which one of the three of people getting the aliyah should get the four psukim, so the Mechaber writes, V'eze mehen shekori abar hareze meshubach. Whichever one of the three people reads the four psukim, the other two will read only three psukim if you're having the minimum of 10. Of course, if all read four, that's not a problem also, but if you have the minimal 10 psukim, so two of the people will read only three, which one should read three, which one should read four? The Mechaber says all of them have an advantage or a reason why they should be the one preferable to have the four psukim, which we'll explain in the Mishneh Berurah, therefore it doesn't make any difference. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains why. Klomar, he means to say, Demisha kori yoser, mishubach yoser, whoever of the three aliyos is reading four psukim versus the others that are reading only three psukim, that's perfectly fine. For example, Bimo Rishon Koraba Mishubach, if the first person getting the Aliyah, the Kohen, reads four psukim, that's great. The Motzino Liolam Hechoshu Kodim, because the more important person would go first. So therefore, if he's a more important person, so he's getting four psukim versus the others only getting three psukim. That's perfectly fine. We also find, however, Ube Menorah Motzino She'em Tsoi Mishubach. We find by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash that there's one opinion that says that the Nair Hamaravi is the middle Nair, depending on whether the menorah is in a north-to-south orientation or in an east-to-west orientation, which is too complicated to go into right now. But there is an opinion that says that the middle candle of the menorah, the fourth one from the left, fourth one from the right, the one in the middle of the seven candelabras, so that is the most important Nair in the menorah. And therefore, the idea would be here that the one who gets the middle aliyah is the most important. So if he gets four psukim, that's fine also. And if it's the last one, Vim Achron Karaba, if the last one reads four, that's also fine. Yishloma the Malam Mikodesh Marina, because we constantly go up in Kedusha. The first one read three, next one read three, the last one reads four, that's going up in Kedusha. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, Valkein lo kaptinon, we're not makbid, we're not careful, Amisha Ziris Atzmo Vakaraba, as to which one of the people should go and read four, and whichever one did it, that would be fine. So whichever one of the people chopped, so to say, and read four psukim in those days, we're talking about when he was the one that would actually do the laning, so he's called up for the Kohen, or the Levi, or the Yisrael Aliyah, and whichever one read four psukim, gizuntahait, everything is fine. Mishneh Berurah says, that's in those days, the person who would get the Aliyah would also do the laning. However, he says, nowadays that we have a person who lanes for all of the people getting the aliyos, so therefore there are opinions that disagree with this. It doesn't make a difference which one gets the fourth pasuk. Yesh deos bein achronim. There are opinions, not everybody's unanimous about this, but there are opinions amongst the achronim, sheyesh omim shelarishon melasheni yikra shlosha, that the first two aliyos should only get three pasukim in this scenario, and laachron yikra abba, and the third person should get the four pasukim. And those that disagree with this as well. The issue footnote number 3 brings down the reason behind this, that there should be a difference whether three different individuals are doing the laning or one person does the laning, is worked on by the Levushe Srod, who says, Kishu Shliach Tzibur Kori, when you have a regular Baal Kori reading for everybody, Yesh Lahadif Esatam, the more important reason of the three that we provided is Malim B'Kodesh, because here it's the same guy. So when he goes 3, 3, 4, it's the same guy. So it makes sense that the last time he reads should be the most important, i.e. the most number of psukim, so that makes sense that he should read the four in the third position. He should read four psukim for the third guy getting the aliyah. As opposed to, when you have three separate people reading, each of them could argue, I'm more important, my aliyah is more important for the reasons that we described, so that we don't say necessarily that the idea of malam b'kodesh is more important. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who writes, V'achshav nishpashet ha-minhog shekorim b'mincha b'shabbos v'sheni v'chamishi kol ha-parash rishon shel ha-seder shikur b'shabbos ha-ba. Nowadays, we read what we call Rishon, the first Aliyah that will be read on the following Shabbos, so we read essentially almost all the time, with some exceptions, the entire Rishon on Monday, the entire Rishon on Thursday, and we read the entire Rishon of the coming week at Shabbos Mincha. And this is Kakosu B'Sidurim, as the Sidurim have it broken up, Metsuyin Havsokas HaParshal Shlosh HaNoshim, and it's already preordained or preset as to how many Psukim the Kohen Aliyah will get, how many Psukim the Levi Aliyah will get, how many Psukim the Yisroel Aliyah will get. However, he points out, V'im Shinam Yisedizeh, if for whatever the reason the Balkori made a mistake, for whatever the reason they changed it around, Einam Ma'akim, it's not crucial, and we don't have to redo the laning. Rak Shal Koponim Lo Yivchos Le'achot Pochos Mishlosh Psukim, as long as every person had at least three Psukim, and there was a total of 10 Psukim, we're okay. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Imdilek Pasuk Echad V'lo Kro, if by accident the person laning skipped one Pasuk and didn't read a whole Pasuk. So Imhu B'mincha B'Shabbos, if you're talking about the Shabbos afternoon Mincha laning, O B'Sheni V'Chamishu, or the Monday and Thursday lanings, which aren't really essential as to what you lane, they were takonos that we've already explained from Moshe Rabbeinu and from Ezra HaSofer, who said that we shouldn't go more than 3 days without laning the Torah, and therefore there wasn't a specific laning that was assigned to those times. So therefore, as long as you read V'kor Asar Psukim, as long as you read 10 Psukim, albeit you skipped one Pasuk, but you had a total of 10 Psukim. So in the laning there would have been 11 Psukim, but you skipped one. But you did read 10 Psukim, below Pasuk HaMadulag, not counting the one that you skipped. There were 10 Psukim that you actually read. The Mechaber says you don't have to go back, but if you only read 9 psukim and you skipped one, so you would have had a total of 10, but you only read 9, then you do have to go back and read it again. That's for Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon mincha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hay explains, as long as you read 10 psukim, and as each of the people had a minimum of 3 psukim in their aliyah, in the total of 10. If, because you skipped the pasuk, so you had a total of 10 psukim, but it was 2, 4, and 4, so then that's no good. Then you have to go back and read it, as we'll learn in Sif Dalet. Sif Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says that as long as you did read 10 psukim with at least 3 and 4, then Eino Choser, the Hakara saw Psukim Kisakanus Chacham, because you read 10 Psukim like the rabbis ordained, Eino Pasuk HaMedulah Chovas HaYom, and the Pasuk that you missed is not essential that that specific Pasuk should be read, because it's just an idea that you should have laning, and not necessarily that specific Pasuk. And therefore, Vare Yikren and B'Shabbos HaBoachrab, and since you're going to read it the following Shabbos anyway, Nishke Ferlach, not the end of the world. The issue footer number 4 points out an interesting idea, that if you didn't skip an entire pasuk, but you made mistakes in the words, in some of the words of a pasuk, so that actually could possibly be worse. And he brings down the Bir Halacha in Simon Kuf Mem Beis, She'ev Shor Shezeh Gorua Yose, this might be worse because you're changing around the meaning as opposed to just skipping something entirely. And he says, there is an opinion that says, Starach Lachzo Likros Ap Bimos HaChol, you would have to reread the laning on Mondays and Thursdays. He says, however, I'm not sure, he leaves it with a Tzarech Iyun. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin says, but if you didn't read a total of 10 psukim, then you definitely have to go back. In lav choser, what does it mean choser? Hainu shekara rak tisha psukim ben hakol. You read a total of 9 psukim altogether, 3, 3, and 3. And even though v'yapta mevula kama b'siv dalet, even though we're going to learn in siv dalet, dibidi evid b'kara tisha ben hakol yotza, even though in tomorrow's shiur we're going to learn that if you only read 9 psukim by accident, you are yotzei hocha d'yeshtei reusos. But here, when you skip the pasuk, there's 2 problems that make it bad. Number one, you don't have 10 psukim, shepiches me'asar psukim. And number two, v'gam dileg be'emtzei, you skipped in the middle, gora tvei v'chozer. So this makes it worse, and you do have to go back. What does it mean when you have to go back? V'chozer, hainu imnizkar li'achar shekvar berich brach achrona. If you remember that you skipped something only after you made the brach achrona, then chozer hu mevarich l'fanel. You have to go make the bracha before the laning again. The kori pasuk there, you read the pasuk that you skipped, im ochnei psukim, with the 2 psukim after it. That's how many of the mefarshim understand ochnei psukim, unless it's in a pause in a place where it's inappropriate for whatever the reason, that you can't just read the 2 psukim afterwards, you have to read some psukim before, but it would normally be enough to read the pasuk that you skipped and the 2 psukim afterwards. She'en karm b'tor pachs mishlosh psukim, because you're not allowed to ever read less than 3 psukim. Then you read those 3 psukim, umavarach lachra, and you make the bracha again after the laning. The Mechaber continues and he says, that's for a Monday, Thursday, or a Shabbos afternoon by Mincha. Avol b'Shabbos, but on the Shabbos morning laning. Afilu dileg pasuk echad. Here, if you skipped one pasuk, chozer v'kori, you have to go back and reread it. And this is true, the Mechaber says, Afilu acha shehichzir se Torah. This is even after you already returned the Torah back to the Aron Kodesh, or Makadesh, and you said the Kadesh. Nevertheless, Chos of Akorihu Ushtaim Mimo. You have to go read the pasuk that you skipped and two additional pasukim with it. And this is true Afilu Hiftir. And this is true even if you did the Haftorah already. The Smala Musaf and even Davin Musaf. Nevertheless, if you realize you skipped the pasuk Chos of Akorihu, you have to go back and reread the pasuk. Read the pasuk that you missed and two other pasukim with it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches explains that when we said that if you missed one pasuk, you have to do this, he says not even the whole pasuk. Afilu Miksasi pasuk echad, even if you missed part of one pasuk. And he says Vafilu Rak Teva Achas, and even if you only missed one word in the pasuk. This is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion in the name of the Magen Avraham, and this is also brought down by the Chayei Yodim and the Shagas Aye. Tzorech Lachzav Likros. You have to go back and read the pasuk that you missed in its entirety, with along with two other pasukim. You start from the beginning of the pasuk. Even if you read the beginning of the pasuk, you missed the end of the pasuk, you start reading the entire pasuk from the beginning, and then Ushnayim Imo Kidin Pasuk Sholem, and then you read the two following pasukim as if you missed, as we just pointed out, when you missed reading a whole pasuk, you read the pasuk that you skipped as well as the next two pasukim. So here too, you read the entire pasuk that you missed only part of it. You start from the beginning, and then you read the next two pasukim with it. Dirshu footnote number 5 brings down if you only skipped one letter. Linu Misha Dilig Os Achas. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Beis writes Machzirin Osa also. And the Ramo over there says Shem Ein Ha'inyo Mishtana Ayideze Ein Machzirin Osa. He says if you only missed one letter, but it doesn't really change around the meaning in any way, then you don't have to go back. The Bir Halacha over there explains that according to the Vilna Gaon, you still have to go back. Yeshlach Zira Afilu Umeino Hamashmos Mishtana Bekachas. If you miss the letter, even if it doesn't change the meaning of the word, you still have to go back. And likewise, Im Hosef Osachas, if you added a letter, and it changed around the meaning of the word, let's say you put a Vav at the beginning of the word, and a Vav can change a word from being past tense to future tense, so then the Mishnah Berurah there writes, you also have to go back and repeat the entire Pasuk with the two Pasukim after it. The Mishnah Berurah further says over there, Im Toha Bal Koreh Benikud, if the Bal Koreh over there made a mistake in the dots and the nakudos in a way that it changes around the meaning of the word. For example, instead of saying Ya'aseh with a patach, he says Ye'aseh with a tzere, or vice versa. Or instead of saying the word Cholov, he says Chelev. So they have totally different meanings. Yesh l'hachzor, so you have to go back in both of these situations. And he brings down from the Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim that if you did the wrong trop and that will change around somehow the meaning of the word, that also is a reason that you have to go back and repeat the psukim. And Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down, as I already mentioned before, that when you read the skip pasuk, you read the two psukim after it, unless there are other reasons. For example, it's right before Parshat as a psukha or stuma, that you can't do that. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes explained that we said you have to go back and reread it in these situations. And this, he says, is true. Vafilu Koru Zayin Gabri below Pasuk HaMedulog. Even if you had 7 Aliyos without having any skip, then the skip was only in a Hosafa or in the Maftir. And he says, V'hai Chozer, Hainu Shechozer Mevorach L'Fonel L'Achra. And when we said you go back, it means to make a bracha before the laning and after the laning as well, in addition to reading the Pasuk that you missed and the two Pasukim after it. Sivkot and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Yomar Kaddish Chos V'Kori. Even if you said the Kaddish, you have to go back and lane it again. He says, V'nira Shadavka Im Hadilu Goyo Ba'aliyos Harishonos. This is true if the skipped part was in any of the first 6 aliyos. However, Im Hadilu Goyo Ba'aliyos Shvias, if the skipped pasuk was in the 7th aliyah, the Kosher came Ba'aliyos and Hosafos Alminu Shivin, certainly in any of the Hosafos, Ein Tzorich Lachzor Levorech B'kivun Mishum Pasuk HaMedulog. Then you don't have to go back and make the bracha before the lady. Talo B'lapo Chiyala Maftel Torah, because in any event, you're still going to have somebody going up there to lane, and you'll have 7 people that laned with a bracha. Imkein yaskalumi pasuk hamedulog atzofa parsha. In this situation, you can just go for the pasuk that you skipped right until the end of that parsha. And he says, furthermore, gedolimizu was said, which we'll learn in Simin Reish Pei Beis, and look in the Bir Halacha there, the Mishnah Berurah says what he writes over there in his commentary in the Bir Halacha about the subject in Dibur HaMaskel, the Kai Malon. The Dirshu footnotes in number 9 and number 10 explain this further. Dirshu footnote number 9 says, Shetzorich Likro Atzofa Parsha, you read from the point that you skipped until the end of the Parsha. He says, even though technically you might not have had to read, because you've read it already, you would only have to read the Pasuk that you skipped, as well as the two other Pasukim afterwards. He says, Medina, that might be right. However, he says it's sometimes preferable to read until the end of the parsha in this situation. Dirshu footnote number 10 explains what we'll learn in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha in Simin Reish Pei Beis that the Chofetz Chaim over here pointed out, and he says the Shulchan Aruch writes over there. What happens if the Chazan by accident finished off the entire parsha with only six people being called up, and then they said the Kaddish? So then you don't have to go call up somebody else as the seventh Aliyah, and then a separate person as the Maftir. In this situation, you can let the Maftir count as the seventh Aliyah. The Mechaber then continues and says, we've learned the din now for Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by Mincha if you skip the Pasuk. We learned the din by Shabbos if morning if you miss the Pasuk. What about on the Yom Tovim? So he says, Parshios HaMoadim Kimo B'Mincha B'Shabbos. He says the Parshios that we read on the Yontif, they have the same halacha as Mincha and Shabbos, or on Monday and Thursday, V'Sheni V'Chamishi. Why is that? L'Fishik Kvar Koru HaParshios B'Shabbos HaShalahen. Because those Parshios have already been read previously, and we're only reading them now again on the Yontif because it's in Yonah D'Yoma. But it's like Monday, Thursday, and on Shabbos Mincha, that you weren't obligated to specifically read that parsha. You were obligated to read in the Torah. And Chazal chose the psukim that we should read. And therefore, if you made a mistake in those, as long as you read the minimal number of aliyos and psukim, then you're okay. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Aleph. Umayri shall kol panim koru l'chamisha gavri shlosh psukim l'kol echad. But Kedin, he says that when you're talking here about in the Yontif, if you made a mistake, as long as you called up five Kruim, that's the number of Aliyos that you have on Yontif, and each of them read at least three Psukim, so be the Eved, you're okay over here. The Ilav Hachi, because if you didn't read five people with at least three Psukim each, Bevadi Chosev Akor, then certainly you have to go back and do the laning, because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah that the Chazal said to lane on a Yontif. He says, furthermore, look in the Morgan Avraham, who writes, Dehu adinim dilege eze pasuk miha psukim, shikorim b'sefer Torah shniya l'maftir avur chovasayom. He says, likewise, if you missed any of the psukim that you're supposed to read in maftir for that day, the maftir is extra, not the required part of the parsha. Dehainu psuki korbim musa, for example, you're reading about the korbim musa for that day, sheinu chozer, in that situation you also don't have to go back, unless, in lo shechiser, ikorin shel psukim legamri, unless you didn't read the essential part of the maftir that dealt with the essential reason that maftir was chosen to be read. So, for example, Dainu b'Shabbos yirubo yom echad d'cholamoy tzukis. If Shabbos comes out on cholamoy tzukis, so you're reading in the maftir on that day by yom hasheni u'bayom hashlishi. But this person forgot, and he by accident left out v'huli dileg by yom hashlishi. So, for us in Chutz La'aretz, that's the right day. Afa pisha korbi yom hasheni, which we also read because of Sveika the Yoma, but we know it's really the third day. So in this situation, Hevek Hilu lo kora klal mechovas hayom, since it really is day three on the first day of Chol HaMoed, so therefore the din would be in this situation that you're not yotze, and you'd have to reread them after in this situation. The don, the bikim, bikir the acha, that's why you have to go and read about day three. But he says, parenthetically, miu im kara uvayom hashlishi. If you only read byom hashlishi, which is technically the right day, but dila below kara byom hasheni, and you didn't read the part that we read mishum sveka dioma byom hasheni. So then, in that situation, ain't a chozer lekros bebracha. You don't go read it again with the bracha. He says what you can do in that situation, so people should know. Posteach hasefer Torah. You just open up the sefer Torah. The kari elab psukim lefneiat zibor below bracha. Then you go read the psukim that you skipped, the byom hasheni, and do it without a bracha. He also says, look in the El Yeraba, Shehosef Od, who adds furthermore, the Lefamim afilu umdileg rak posuk echad, gam kin chozer likros b'bracha. He says, sometimes even if you missed only one posuk, you can have to read it with a bracha. For example, kigon sheba posuk zeh hayi koru shechovas hayom. That posuk that you missed was the essential part of the reading for that day. For example, kigon shedileg b'mashakor l'mafter b'yom echad shel Pesach. If you forgot on the first day of Pesach to read from the beginning of the beginning of the maftir, and instead you read it from v'hikraftim, which is what we start reading from Chol HaMoed, so then that's not good. D'mishon v'hola eino shayach kol kach l'chovas hayom, because the rest of the time is not so much specific for the first day. Likewise, on the first day of Sukkot, if you skip some of those psukim, in all of these situations, then you have a problem. Bottom line is, as long as you read the ikker part of that day, if you skip something in the maftir for these special days, not the end of the world. That concludes today's shir.